Tony Porco, whose CIS group developed much of Sault Ste. Marie's Canal District, is now looking to build another big commercial project across the street. City Council will be axed Tuesday to approve sale of a 2.49-hectare chunk of the Gateway site to Porco Holding Company 1,188,004 Ontario Inc. for $200,000. That's where the old fish hatchery served as home to the mill market until the market recently moved to Brock Street, adjacent to the soon-to-open downtown plaza. Here's what Porco and CIS Group are proposing to build on the former fish hatchery site. Automotive museum, deli and restaurant, event space, recreation activities, butterfly emporium, an acknowledgement to Indigenous people on the property. The project concept is designed to be an exciting addition to the canal district and will complement the existing boardwalk, Sault Ste. Marie Canal National Historic Site and Agawa Canyon Train Station, say Tom Vair, a city deputy chief administrative officer, and Melanie Burovich-Shibanik from the legal department, in a report prepared for Tuesday's city council meeting. A development of this size will provide significant tax revenue to the city, Vair and Burovich-Shibanik say. CIS Group has indicated there will be up to 100 new jobs created as a result of this development between the restaurant, recreation amenities, event space and museum, the staffers say. Using estimates for construction and job creation of 100 retail trade positions, the Northern Policy Institute Economic Impact Calculator indicates that this investment would generate $16,530,000 of direct, indirect and induced income, gross domestic product, in Algoma and 139 direct, indirect and induced, full-year equivalent jobs. It should be noted that the jobs would be anticipated to ramp up as operations permit. In setting the property price at $200,000, the city is taking into account that it's a brownfield site, underutilized because of contamination from previous industrial uses. The proposed purchase agreement allows a 45-day due diligence and conditional period to complete environmental studies and testing. If not satisfied with respect to such matters within the conditional period, CIS Group may terminate the agreement, the report states. CIS Group must start building construction within 3 years. If CIS is required to dispose of contaminated soil, material from the property over the next 4 years, the developer will be allowed to dispose of up to 3,000 metric tons of contaminated soil or other material at no charge at the city's landfill on Fifth Line. The city will deposit proceeds from the property sale in a Gateway Property Reserve. The funds will be committed to pay for any future costs related to development of the remaining Gateway property. Sault Today will livestream Tuesday's council meeting starting at 5 p.m.